Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Shauna Fox is with me on the line today because, Shauna, tell us about the experience you had recently.
Hi. So we were coming home from a flight. We were away for a week in Lanzarote and we got up to the gates and they told us that we couldn't board the flight because our bags were too big. So I had booked priority and paid the extra for the bags to come on. And we got up and I was pulled out of the queue and told my bag was too big. And I measured it. My bag fit perfectly fine. So then I was told, oh, can I get a measuring tape, please? I'm not paying any extra until I get measuring tape. My bag fits fine. I don't know how you can't see that. She says, okay, you wait there. And then two other ladies were pulled out. One woman with her son, who was 12 years of age, and another woman whose two kids and her husband were left on the flight. And we all requested a measuring tape and said, we're not paying until we can see the measuring tape and we can prove to you all our bags fit perfectly fine. They just didn't want to see it, to be honest. So while we were waiting there, we were passed by passengers who also had bigger bags than us. And they were laughing about it, saying, oh my God, look, your bags are smaller than theirs. How are you getting pulled aside? And so we were told to wait, which we were made to believe that we were waiting for this measuring tape that we requested as they let other passengers in. So by the time the end of the passengers came in and they were on the plane, your woman came up to us and says, no measuring tape. And we were like, okay, right, well then. And she told us, but we can't get on the plane. I said, why can't we get on the plane? She goes, no, it's closed. I said, well, that's just kind of weird. So we were all arguing with her there, kind of saying, well, we'll pay then if that's the issue. We'll just pay the extra thing. We just want to go home, like, you know.
This is obviously in Lanzarote, Shauna, is it? This is in the Lanzarote site.
Lanzarote Airport. So we offered to pay the fine just because we wanted to go home as the woman's kids were on the plane, everything. And she said, no, the gate is closed. But the gate was, she was still there. It was boarding. And we were all panicking then. And I said, well, what are we going to do? I said, I'm 7 months pregnant. I need to go home. And she just, that's not my problem, I was told. And she got the police over and the police didn't really speak a lot of English, but your woman herself, when we were trying to say to her what was going on, she kept speaking Spanish to us. And we were saying, we don't speak Spanish, please can you speak English, what's going on? And I said, are you going to put us up somewhere? Are you going to like get us on the next flight? What happens now? She goes, no, too late. It's closed.
So what did you do?
We were escorted out by the police and I was on the phone with my mum and I said, being so distressed, I took a panic attack, everything, because I needed to go home. It was really stressful. And as you can, as I said, I'm pregnant. So it was just really hard for me. And I didn't know what was going on. We were just being brought to the airport by Spanish police. And we were brought to a Ryanair desk, which they were then told us, you need to book a flight on your phones because we're closed. We can't do anything for you. And I said, we can't book a flight online because this was the day of the IT issues because we had to come in to check in. And they said, nothing we can do. I said, where am I meant to go? She goes, you're going to have to sleep outside. I said, I can't sleep outside. I'm 7 months
pregnant. Outside the airport?
Outside the airport, yeah, because the airport was closing. She says, that's not my problem, that's your problem. And I was like, that's really, really horrible to say to someone. Like, there was a 12-year-old child with us. And as you can see, the photo was online that we had to sleep outside the airport on concrete ground, which then we felt so unsafe and so scared that we had to move into a car park and build a wall with all our luggage. Now, they took one of the woman's luggage off the plane and left their family go with these big bags. She was by herself. She had to carry through these two big, huge luggage bags and two carry-ons. And before that even happened, her passport was on the flight with her daughter. They threw her passport out the window to the police and got their bags from underneath the plane. So then when we were told we had to stay outside, we were outside. We were terrified. It was so cold as well that night. We were given no access to water. There was no toilets. So when we did eventually have to go, as I said, I'm pregnant, like, so I needed to pee. I had to pee at the side of the airport down at the street with no toilet roll, nowhere to wash my hands, no facilities whatsoever. It was so dehumanising. It was so embarrassing. It was like, honest, the worst experience of my life. So then eventually when we got back into the airport, it was like 4:30 in the morning. We had to sleep down on chairs. And as you can imagine, we had a big bump. It was extremely uncomfortable. Yeah. So then I went up to the Ryanair desk and I asked to speak to the supervisor just to explain the situation and see if there's anything that can be done. And she was saying to me, no, no names. You won't speak to anybody. No, that's not our problem. It's out of our hands now. And I was like, I don't understand. But we already said to them, our bags came from Dublin, from Ryanair, perfectly fine. Nothing was said. I don't know what the issue was then. But we eventually got a flight. One of the women was on the phone to a travel agent. We had to get a flight with Aer Lingus. The next flight was at 12:30 the next morning, which we did have to pay for. Now I had savings for my baby, like, afford to get like a buggy and a crib and stuff like that when I got home. And I had to spend, it was near 1,000 euro for two tickets for me and my partner to come home. So it was very,
to
very
get back
upset.
On the flight. So, Shauna, just to explain, sorry for a moment, this all started over your luggage and you had paid for, if I got this right, you paid for the priority boarding, which meant you stood in the priority queue and you got to bring the small hand luggage case, the 10 kg bag on the flight with you.
Yeah.
So you got to bring that. But what you were told was that 10 kg bag, the one that you brought, you were told it was too big.
It was too big, yeah. But I have photos of it fitting. And we even compared it to the Aer Lingus one, which is the same numbers and it fits perfectly in both. So I really didn't...
And you had measured the dimensions of this bag before you went, and since you... It was the right dimensions, basically. It wasn't that it was...
Look, should we, and it goes everywhere, yeah.
We've all done it ourselves where, you know, myself, you might bring a bag marginally bigger, you know, than the dimensions. But in your case, it was... The bag was the right size.
It was, yeah. It goes everywhere. Everywhere I travel, the bag is a 10 kg bag.
Right.
And it's never been an issue before. Even on the way to Lanzarote, our bags got checked and your mum said, yeah, that's fine, perfect, go ahead.
So coming home, it was an issue in Lanzarote, but really, I suppose, what the bigger issue here now is the fact that when you were, so you weren't allowed to pay the money, which would often be the case that, you know, if you pay for excess baggage, you weren't then allowed to do that. You're now told the flight is closed, it's boarding, you couldn't get on the flight, you now have to sleep outside.
She said it was too late to pay, but we were led to believe that we were waiting for this measuring tape.
This measuring tape to come,
right.
When
we emailed Ryanair, they told us, if you want to dispute, you should have asked for measuring tape. And we said we did.
You did.
We were told we were waiting for one. And by the time they got to the end of the queue, they said it was too late and we couldn't pay.
Stay with me, Shauna, because I think I've got Fiona with us on the line as well. Fiona, I believe you were also caught up in this situation in Lanzarote.
Hiya, I was indeed, myself and my 12-year-old son. And like Shauna, I triple-checked my luggage size before I left my home and I was 100% perfect. Again, I have used the same suitcase on many different flights to different destinations, no problem. At Dublin, my suitcase hand luggage was perfect size and I even have a wee thing for weighing it, and I weighed it to make sure it was under 10 kg, and it was, and I had no problem. I went into priority, which I had booked and paid for, and she pulled me aside and said, no, it won't fit in. Now, she would not let me put it in myself.
This is into the little holder, the measuring thing by the boarding gate.
Yeah. She would not let me touch my luggage and she would not let me put it in myself to prove my point that it does fit in. But her attitude was absolutely horrific.
So did you two have to sleep outside?
Myself and my 12-year-old son had to sleep outside in between cars to keep warm because the wind in Lanzarote at night time would cut through you.
And what, I don't
and
understand why you couldn't
experience.
Why you couldn't have stayed in the airport. So they just shut down the airport from a certain time till 4 in the morning,
airport,
do they?
Yes. Yeah, they closed from 1 to 4:30. And like I said, Shauna was 7 months pregnant. So, I mean, it was just horrific. Their policies and procedures, they need to be implemented globally and reflect equally at each airport because we got through Dublin no problem. So there should not have been an issue coming back.
There shouldn't have been an issue coming back.
No, we offered to pay, but because she left so long pretending to get a measuring tape, which we led to believe, which was what she was doing, when it came to paying, she says, no, we're closed. But there were still people walking down the gangway onto the plane.
And have you heard anything, like have you been in touch with Ryanair? I presume you have since you...
Ryanair just come back and said it's up to each check-in's desk what they believe. That is fine if it was a drunk passenger and somebody causing trouble. This is nothing like that.
It's up to each desk in each individual airport regarding your bags. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I would have assumed it was the same dimensions worldwide.
Well, it should be. Their policy should be the same globally.
So Ryanair have come back to you since? Because this presumably has only happened in the past few days.
This is Friday night.
Friday night,
was also delayed by an hour, so there was plenty of time. And so it wasn't us delayed it. And we've priority booking and everything, and we were just made feel like criminals.
So you got a new flight, presumably home on Saturday morning then?
Well, thankfully I booked through a local travel agency here, KT Travel in Dundalk, and the lady, Karen, that owns it, on the Friday night when we weren't allowed in the plane, got straight online and booked us all five of us flights with Aer Lingus the next day. She was amazing. And only for her, we'd be still, because there was no Ryanair flights. And only for her, I don't know, we could have been there till Sunday or Monday.
And it seems like a very bizarre situation. I mean, I know Ryanair have their policies around the dimension, and I take it in good faith what, you know, yourself, Fiona and Sean are talking about, that the bags were the right size going on. It wasn't that they were too big. But, I mean, it seems sort of bizarre, the thing about having to sleep outside.
It's crazy.
The
at the end of the day, you can make a suitcase heavier. You can't make it bigger. So the dimensions can't change going on holiday. You know, they can't change. Yes, it could be made heavier, which ours wasn't. It wasn't a weight issue, it was a size issue.
And it wasn't one of these expandable bags or anything that you could make it. You know, sometimes they can look bulky if they're not.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No,
okay. Let me bring in Mary. Mary's on the line as well, because Mary, I believe you too were affected in all of this.
Hi, Ross. How are you? Yes. I was actually the first out of the group of us to be pulled out. We were actually at the airport early, again, due to the IT issue that day. We got there early because our passports were all on our phones, digital. So we were actually in the front of the queue. There was only two families standing in front of us. And there was myself, my husband, and my two kids, who are Adam and Melissa, 11 and 12. So we had, because we've done Lanzarote a couple of times, so we're very familiar with the way Ryanair is always like this, flying back from Lanzarote. Unfortunately, we've experienced this a couple of times ourselves, but never actually been the victim of this situation until now. So basically what happened to us was I had four small cabin bags first, and we checked in a big 20 kg bag for our holiday, which meant that we were guaranteed with no problems going out of Dublin or coming back. Going out of Dublin, I even checked the bags and they had no problems. Oh yeah, they're all grand, off you go. And checked in my 20 kg. Then we were standing in the queue and I was approached to be told that my two bags, my daughter had one of them and I had the other one, were too big. Now, my daughter's 11, so clearly she can't carry a very heavy bag.
And presumably this is the 10 kg bag again, is it? This is the bag you're allowed to put up into the overhead.
Yeah, they're not even 10 kg. My two bags, we weighed them, and mine, the little one my daughter was carrying was 2 kg, and mine was, I think we measured it at about 4 kg at the time, or 5 kg maybe. So, like, these were small bags. So she said, because mine were more sports bags, and my husband had the cabin bag, and she said my two bags were the wrong size and they wouldn't fit. Now, both of mine fitted, but unfortunately, when I went over to put them in, she wouldn't let me put them in. And then I put one of them in myself when I showed her, and she said, oh, the pocket is sticking out. This is this tiny little pocket that was actually empty. So I just unzipped the pocket and said, it's empty. And she said, no, I'm not accepting that bag. And then the other bag that my daughter had, which was smaller as well, she said, I'm not even looking at that bag. That bag's too big. You're not taking it on. But these are small bags. We actually sent photographs, I think. I was the one who was communicating back and forth with customer service Ryanair afterwards and making it back and forth, and exactly what Fiona and Shauna had said. Mm. Things like, if you're late to your gate, which obviously we weren't, if you have the wrong bags, you know, you shouldn't be flying with bags too big, which we weren't. And if we missed our flight, we just need to get another one. None of that applied to us, but this is like a robotic response the whole time. Now, the last response I gave them, with documentation and showing them photographs and everything,
some of the documentation
they stopped responding
here,
to me. Yeah, they stopped responding to me after that. Because they knew, in my assumption, they knew we were right. So they stopped responding to me when I actually went back with the pictures and proof of everything. They
so there's been no word back since then?
Since.
Okay. Let me bring in Sinead Ryan, if you don't mind, Mary, for a moment. Just stay with us, Mary and Fiona and Shauna, because Sinead Ryan, of course, consumer expert and presenter here at the Home Show and News Talk, is on the line. Sinead, you've been listening to what all of the ladies have to say today. What's your take on this? What recourse, if any, is there?
Oh, isn't this just the worst example of Jobsworthism that I've ever heard about? And Andrea, you know, I think it's not correct to say that Ryanair leave it up to the people at the gate, because they have an extremely strict and accurate and clear policy on their website, which is about bag dimensions and bag weights down to the centimetre. So they do. And that is supposed to apply to every single flight. So if you're going to leave it up to individual personnel to decide, well, then you may very well run up against somebody who got out of the wrong side of the bed in the morning, decided they just didn't like the look of you. And that's not a way to create policy or to run any business, really, including an airline. So the policy is clear. Otherwise, Ryanair would have on their website, bring a bag and we'll try it at the gate and sure you might be in luck, which isn't a policy. And that seems to be the one they're adopting. So on this case, in terms of the all the problems that have happened at this particular airport, my gut instinct, just from listening to it, and I'm sure your listeners are thinking the same, this is down to one or two individuals who just took a notion. Now, in terms of what people can do about it, there is a regulation, our old friend EU 261, which we normally talk about when we talk about flights that are cancelled or flights that are delayed. But there is also a clause in it which it comes under the heading of denied boarding. Now, denied boarding is usually where somebody is deemed to be dangerous or maybe drunk or obstreperous or whatever. Now, that was clearly not the case in any of these circumstances. However, you can invoke it if you arrive up to the gate and you have a confirmed reservation, the correct documents, and time to comply with check-in and boarding. So in other words, it's not a passport issue. It's not that you ran up to the gate 5 minutes before the plane closed. You are entitled by law to a reroute paid for as soon as possible, a reroute at a later date, or a full refund, and care and attention, including accommodation, if that takes an overnight. That is the rule, and it's called EU 261 2005. However, having said these people have applied to Ryanair and tried to redress it that way, that didn't work. I would be inclined, and I know this is a monumental pain in the neck, but I would be inclined to take this to the regulator, because this comes under the denied boarding clause. There's no doubt in my mind. And Ryanair would have to argue.
Let's just throw another spanner in the works here. I have a statement from Ryanair that's come in now, right off the back of listening to Shauna and Fiona and Mary here today. Now, just bear with me for a moment, and I know this will be of interest to the three ladies as well. Ryanair say these passengers were not denied boarding for this flight from Lanzarote to Dublin on the 19th of July. These passengers' cabin bags exceeded the permitted dimensions and therefore they were required to pay a standard gate baggage fee. These passengers refused to pay the standard fee at the gate and missed this flight. The gate agent advised these passengers that the boarding for the flight was closing four times before it closed, after which these passengers requested to pay for their oversized bags. When boarding is closed, a legal report of the manifest is signed and sent to the captain, therefore boarding cannot be reopened. If these passengers had paid the standard gate baggage fee before the gate closed, they would have boarded with the other 180 passengers who did travel on this flight from Lanzarote to Dublin with the correct sized baggage. That's the Ryanair statement.
Second, this is Mary here.
Hi, Mary.
Yes, can I just note there that their information is incorrect? First of all, the gate was still open. There was people walking down the walkway to the aeroplane. And she actually went onto her computer, myself and Fiona in particular, the two of us stood with credit cards in front of her and said, we will pay for the bags. We need to get on this flight. My daughter's roaring, crying on the phone to me, and her son is 12 and Shauna is 7 months pregnant. So we said to her, we will pay for the bags. And we held up two credit cards. She turned around and in Spanish said something, and then we said, we don't know what you're saying. And then she said, no, I am closing. And in front of me, and I know how it works, she actually typed something into the laptop, turned around and went, I'm now closing this flight. Okay. Flight closed. Okay. And pointed at the screen. So the flight was not closed.
Okay, where, Sinead, where can now the ladies go, considering that's the updated statement from Ryanair?
So now we're in a game of who blinks first, and he said, she said. So I would take that. Now that Ryanair have issued that statement and said, under no circumstances are we taking this any further, now you can bump it to the regulator. Now, unfortunately, under the European rules, the regulator, who you might think is the IAA, the Irish Aviation Authority, technically this has to be taken in the country in which you were denied boarding, if that's the claim you're taking. Now, that means the Spanish authorities. The regulator there is AESA. You can look it up online. And indeed, I would send a copy into the IAA, even though they'll probably reject it, but I would do it anyway. Bundle up your information. The fact that there's now effectively a class claim here, in other words, it's not just one individual, it's several people with the same story, they may be very interested in taking that case. And in which case, if they do it and they decide that the people here were denied boarding and are due a refund and their expenses, then they will order that. And that rule is binding on Ryanair. So I can't say how that will go down, but I would absolutely tell them to go ahead and try.
Okay.
Because what's the worst that's going to happen? Now, you don't need a lawyer for that, but you will need to make sure that the documents are filled out correctly. That means translations and all that kind of thing. So I would go on, look for AESA in Spain and file the claim in there and pop it into the IAA.ie while you're at it.
Okay. Is that something, Shauna, you're going to do, just finally?
Like, I'd say so, yeah. It's just, you know, especially all this, it's a lot of stress on me at the moment. I'm about to give birth in 2 months' time and I just
want to... I know, it's the last thing.
So it's a lot on me, like, you know.
But I know.
I'm very upset with Ryanair, what they're at the same. They just took no accountability of, like, us sleeping outside and having... not even a bottle of water or a toilet being able for us there. So they just, you know.
Yeah. Actually, just on that, Sinead, just briefly, is that standard that airports like that close?
Some airports do because they use it for cleaning staff. You know, if they're doing deep cleans throughout the night and they've heavy equipment, they don't want passengers lying around. I mean, if their first flight, under some flight regulations because of noise, flights only begin at a certain time in the morning and they end at a certain time of night. Dublin Airport is no different. It's just the airport building itself, as far as I know, doesn't close. But in fact, there is that gap between flights going out and the airport would be within its rights. It's nothing to do with Ryanair on that occasion. They would say, look, we don't want personnel here because of health and safety reasons.
We have a huge response to this, Sinead, from people. I know the whole issue about baggage and dimensions and all of that, but Lanzarote in particular is being mentioned by a lot of our listeners. Listener here says, I was in Lanzarote last October representing Ireland at the World Rescue Challenge. Leaving Dublin, my bags were fine, but they were pulled out of the line in Lanzarote by the Ryanair staff. My wife and three kids and I were made stand to one side. The staff were so rude, it cost over £100 to get the bags on. All of the bags were under 10 kg. Another texter, I've travelled to Lanzarote about 6 times. Staff were extremely rude. My friend and myself were shouted at loudly about a belt around my friend's waist. I'll never forget it. Lanzarote is a beautiful island, but I found the staff at the airport leave a lot to be desired.
I have my own experience with Lanzarote Airport many, many years ago when I had small children, one in nappies with an asthma inhaler requirement, and the flight never took off. It wasn't Ryanair in that case. It was a package flight company, and we were stranded overnight the entire flight, even though we were herded right through to the gate, Andrea, and somebody whose cousin happened to work in air traffic control in Dublin, as they do, the Irish abroad, rang up and said, look, the plane isn't going anywhere. It was never going anywhere. It's grounded. Now, in that case, I took a claim to the small claims court, me and several other passengers, and we won. So there are remedies available,
okay,
but it's about persistence. It's about
I would suggest
on this. This is a training opportunity here for Ryanair. This is an individual or a small group of individuals who maybe require a little bit extra training, certainly in customer service, if not in measuring tape.
Okay.
So let's see where that goes.
Sinead, listen, thanks a million for clarifying some of that for Sinead and, or sorry, for Shauna and Fiona and Mary. And I'm sorry for the situation that Shauna and Fiona and Mary had, but thanks a million for getting in touch with us and sharing that experience with us here.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.